All right, my name is Erdal Özkaya. Believe it or not, I work for load balancing company. I manage to sell load balancing, but my actual job is security. I teach at Charles Sturt University, master classes, and I'm doing my PhD in security. So hopefully soon I'm going to be doctor in security. And probably some of you do see me in worldwide events, other conferences, Hacker Halted or other security conferences, speaking there. And
so
who are you again?
So you're going to write soon perceptions?
Yes, that's what my daughter said. Dad, you're going to be doctor of security, so are you going to check the computers? You know, 6 years old daughter. Anyway, Milad.
All right, thanks, Erdal. So my name is Milad Aslaner. I work for Microsoft. I'm a premier field engineer for Windows reliability, so everything around cybercrime, security, and performance. I used to be in a very cold country, so I was living in Germany for the last 15 years. I just recently relocated to Dubai, so I just wear t-shirts anymore. I dropped all my jackets. I literally left all my jackets in Germany. I give them away. And it's a great honor being here again. So everything worked out.
Okay, probably you notice our accent. Let me tell you one thing up front. Promise, we're going to do our best, but don't expect us to fix our accent in the next 75 minutes, okay? So please, when you do emails, I don't want to read anything about my accent, please. But the accent is not our fault. Let me tell why.
We are born like this.
Turkish parents, born in Germany. I live in Australia. He lives in Dubai, and this is what's coming out.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
But good news, you're going to have the encryption key within 2 to 3 minutes. So if you listen carefully, you will all understand Germanish.
Germanish.
Okay.
All right.
Agenda.
So what are we talking about today? We will talk about the five faces of hackers. So of Mr. Erdal Özkaya. So how he approached certain areas. Then we look into this system hardening concepts and all about what is happening across the industry in security, because there's a lot of stuff going around and we need to drive more awareness on the hot topics, what we see in the media, and how we can mitigate them. So it's all about learning the threats and all about the mitigation for the Windows operating system.
So I'm going to do, as you know, I got also the certified ethical hacker title and I worked years as certified penetration tester. I'm going to show the real life, where he's going to show how Microsoft has stopped the real life attacks. Seriously, it's a good combination. Yeah. Hopefully, you're going to enjoy it.
So, you're the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, a little warning before. I had to put it on after I saw all the demos from Erdal. So, we're going to apparently show a lot of real hacking scenarios, real Trojans, and how to break into systems. Well, guess what? We do not recommend doing that in production environment. Do it if you want to learn more about it. Attend his classes. And if you want to do it in your own environment, do it in a test environment. Do not do it in your production or live targets.
Saying classes, Charles Sturt University, Australia-based, is running an online hacking class for free. Starts end of this month. The details are on my blog, and the details are on the slide deck. So if you want to get free 5-week certified ethical hacker course by your university, just join. Let's start.
All right. So first of all, why are we doing those sessions? I mean, if I look into today and the mega trends we're seeing across the industry, I mean, we keep talking about mobile. We talk about social, around big data and cloud, right? And all of those bring certain risk areas, right? We as IT professionals, as IT security experts, we need to understand how those new mega trends work in order to put the right system hardening strategy in place. I mean, just look into mobile, right? By 2016, we will have more than 1 billion consumers having a tablet or a phone in their pocket. Social, over 65% of customers worldwide are evaluating enterprise social, and big data is like amazing. 8 zettabytes by 2015, right? That's huge. So we need to understand why we are doing sessions like these, so that we are able to mitigate the risks coming with those megatrends. And, I mean, Erdal, you can just talk about some of the recent examples, right?
The risks, I'm pretty sure. Look, if you remember 10, 15 years ago, IT used to be once a week, maybe once a month in the news. But today, you see it nearly every day. Do you know an organization which is yet not hacked? Seriously, name me one. Probably you're a small business, sir. Probably all had a virus. We had some sort of Trojan. But how are the bad guys working? How do they trick you? How we can protect our networks? And look, it's easy to say. I'm pretty sure you heard many of this stuff before. But today, I'm going to prove it to you. Right now, live. I just done a demo 2 minutes ago. This might be my last ticket. I'm just going to connect. Last night, I done it in the hotel. I'm just going to connect to live systems. And I'm not going to connect. I'm just going to show you how people can do it. And our aim is not to show you how to hack. Our aim is to show you how hackers hack so you can pretend them. So you are all good ladies and gentlemen here. Hopefully, I'm going to see you tomorrow in my session again. If not, well, I will be escorted out anyway.
I'm sure we will get your badge before tomorrow.
So the news, I'm pretty sure you all are aware of it. Milad. Yeah,
exactly. So what is important? Why are we doing like this bad and good guy? We have certain business innovations. We have some needs coming from our BDMs, right? BDMs want to have the latest iPads. They want to talk about Surface. They want to have a mobile phone story.
BDM? Yes. What is BDM? Sorry?
Decision makers, IT decision makers.
So it's marks of internal language, so please.
So, okay. So the IT decision maker come to the IT pros and say, hey, I want to have this phone, whatever brand it is, and make it work with my environment. Have my mails on it. And I don't care about how you do it. Make it secure. Social brings a whole lot of new conversation. How do you integrate it in a secure way? So how do you protect your corporate data? Cloud, bringing the environment from an on-premise environment to the cloud, and of course, all about big data. So, Adel, I mean, there are some challenges, I think, in terms of security and in terms of cybersecurity, right?
Cybersecurity, the word, it's such, now, geeky, right? If you think about it, it's first of all about your identity. And just 3-4 minutes ago, I did collect so many stuff from your identity. So these days, your credit card, yeah, it's good, probably limited to $1,000, $10,000, except your black one, sir. I like the black one. I couldn't take the card. And I let you do. But people started to steal passports. And I don't know if you heard the Malaysia airline, you know, it disappeared. There was 4 stolen passwords. So people with stolen passwords were on that board, which is nobody knows where the whole airline is, right? What else? We got configuration management. We all like to click next, 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 next. Let's be honest. I want to see hands. Who did read the configuration settings? Or who is not just going with the default? Please be honest. As you can see, not even 1/3. I think we got 400-500 people here, maybe more. Not even 1/3, 1/4. We all like defaults. Why? We are lazy. Yes, we are. Admit it. We are smart, but we love our food. We love our pizza, beer. Depends on what you do. So threats are there. How are you going to manage your threats? Microsoft has a couple of cool tools, yes, but we all know it has nothing to do with Microsoft, Apple, Google. I'm sorry to mention it. I promise not to. But let's be honest. Who is just using pure Microsoft environment? All right. Oh, too many hands. That's for the recording. Everybody, that's good. I'm really happy, Microsoft. So we need a trusted stack immediately. This could be the software. Let's be honest. I'm extremely happy on Windows 8.1 Server 1012 R2, not because I wrote a book about it, which has been now as a mock out, okay? I'm really happy because the mitigations, even 8.1 versus Windows 7, surprisingly good. If you think about NT4, it used to be one of the most hacked IISs. Let's be honest. But to be honest, I didn't hear any major attack on IIS 7.5. Yes, there was a couple of IE bugs, but I don't know if you noticed, Microsoft addressed it next day. They didn't wait the next patch cycle. So this is just the pre-warnings. And I'm going to show you a little bit later how we can use the mitigation methods to secure us. Hardware. We got the TPMs, right? You should check the next news. Can you go back?
Sure.
17-year-old boy for the news. has hacked, next one please, 20 years old hacker hacked Pentagon. 20 years old. Sony was hacked by a teenager whose parents didn't buy any games. He just wanted to get a game. Look at Twitter. Look at any other news agents you're using, you know. It's all about the news.
You tried to hack me yesterday.
I done it live at NBA. Go and watch it.
This happened. And I didn't know he goes also for Taekwondo. All right. So, Erdal, so defending the network is difficult, right?
Are you sure?
Well, after you showed me all this stuff yesterday, no, I think it's a challenge.
Nah, it's not easy. Come on. It's easy, sure? Right? Yeah. We buy an antivirus. We get the latest operating system, firewall, IDS, IPS, and we secure. Do we agree? Let's see. Okay. So, how are these hackers working? What are the 5 buzzes of hackers?
So basically, if you look into that at all, it all start, we have certain challenges, right? We have...
You talk.
Okay, so basically we have attackers, we have unlimited resources, which means we have hacker organizations, we see a lot of cybercrime groups who are having a specific motivation, who are interested to break down into a system. Then we have the challenge as a defender, right? So we as defender, as the IT security guy for an organization, we need to know the entire stack, right? So that's what our boss expects us. You need to know everything about security and you need to know everything how to protect my network. Okay, so the attacker, he just needs to know one exploit, which is enough to break down into our system. So he is the master in that particular exploit. We as defenders have the challenge that we cannot go into the offensive mode, right? I cannot break down the hacker system, right? I can just report that there's a breach, but I could not actively mitigate it by breaking down in his system and then shutting down his environment. And we need to serve certain business goals, right? We need to be able to say, okay, this is what we need to do, this is the budget required, and hey, we will promise we will make it as cheap as possible. To be honest, if you look into IT professionals or help desk support teams, so I'm coming from originally from the support side, I don't know how many discussions I had with my boss to get more budget in order to get more infrastructure services, in order to buy a new server, and so on. And lastly, if you screw up once as a defender, chances are that you need a new job, right? I mean, I don't think that my boss will be happy, oh boss, hey, don't worry, we got hacked, but it's okay, don't worry about that. Oh, it's in the news, but hey, who cares, let's go to Hawaii, right? Doesn't happen. What happens is, you got hacked, leave your stuff, please. So that's why we have certain challenges which we need to address.
So, at the moment, we are building you up to my demos. Just to let you know, okay? Don't get bored. I know it can be. Now, I need your input. Is it fact or fiction? What do you think? If you develop just a secure process, is this fact or fiction? Will this... Yeah, come on, I can hear you. Oh, thank you, you three. You get a present. So it's a fact, right? Beautiful. Implement security procedures based on ISO standards. Yeah.
Fact, it's after launch.
Use recommended best practices. Most of the times. Train end users. Yeah? You know, I'm teaching master level students and most of the students are from the industry. And to be honest, I hear so many stories. I'm pretty sure you have also the broken chain, which is the end user. Or, you know, OSI level has 7 layers, the 8th layer, which is myself. Don't forget, I'm a user as well. And patching. Yeah? Cool. DMZs, firewalls. Hey, then can you please tell me, how are these companies getting hacked? So they have most of this in the place, but they are still getting hacked. I'm pretty sure you read the news. Based on Symantec, only 45% of the viruses are getting caught. 45%. Or check your best antivirus vendor. Go to virusbn.com. None of them is getting 100% rate. How is this virus thing working? Let's say I'm writing a virus, I'm infecting Milad.
Again.
And he has to first notice something is changing in his computer. Then he has to submit this to his antivirus vendor. In his case, it's going to be Forefront team, right?
Yeah, endpoint protection.
Endpoint protection, sorry. Then endpoint protection engineers has to reverse engineer it. So they have to find the code. They have to see what's been infected. They have to patch the database. You have to go download it, scan your computer. Let's say, in the best scenario, this is 1 week. Best scenario. So what's going to happen in that 1 week? That's what we call 0 days. If you want to learn about, more about that, what time is our session, Raymond? Wednesday? 10:15? I think it's fully booked out. We got only one or two spots left, but come join us.
He's not joking.
It's hacker tools to protect your Windows clients. All right.
So, Adel, how do they knock the door?
How do you
knock the door?
Okay.
Let's be honest. How did you knock the door on my computer?
So, is it the video one? Or?
It's a video one, yeah.
All right. Let's watch the video for a second.
If you're going to start it.
You know why? The video, you tell. He didn't allow me to run live virusy, and if you check the time, it triggered half an hour ago. So, first, I'm finding my IP address out. That's the hotel network. I'm running a tool called IP Scanner. IP Scanner, free, totally for free. I'm not even installing it into my PC. Sorry. I'm just going to run it live. You can install it if you want to. Click next. Start scan. Hey, did you notice? You're going to notice it shortly. This is everybody in my hotel. Let's RDP to their computer. Cancel. If you're staying in the on the speaker hotel, then that's one of you probably. Let's go to another computer. I don't know if you noticed, I got the MAC addresses, the brand of wireless cards, IP addresses, host names. You're going to see a few more stuff, cool stuff. Hey, Cisco Linksys. Beautiful. Let's go to Bing. You don't have to be a hacker. Linksys, router, hack. Enter. Promise I didn't do anything? Just to show you, if that router is not patched, I didn't test it out. I don't want to lose my job. And just read it. You are in. Why? It's a Linksys router. Why? It is an inbuilt vulnerability. I don't know if you see what I'm trying to point out. Go to default password list. If you don't know the password, find it out. Defaultpassword.com. Go find the model, Linksys. And there is a username, password, and protocol used. What else? I can rescan, I can wake up, I can shut down PCs. Of course, I can do trace route to see if there is any firewall in between. And it's a free tool. So when I say to you, do not connect to untrusted public networks, you say, yeah, I know. What's going to happen? This is going to happen to you. And look at this. You're going to love it. Very shortly, I'm going to connect to one of the speaker's demo machines. I could shut him down. Press shut down. Sorry. I feel like hacking you. Oh, no.
Sorry, preparing my demo.
So don't worry about my spelling. It's like my speaking. I want to shut down your PC just for fun.
Because I can.
And I'm going to cancel it. You can just right-click and cancel shutdown. It's processing. I love the Apple ones especially. They're easier. Hey, look at this guy. Users. I'm not browsing in. I'm just doing what is available publicly. MS Lab, SCOM. I guess it's a lab PC. I don't know if you noticed. Let's click, hey, IIS is running there. Boom, I'm the IIS server. Click on it. So I'm trying to fit into my recording screen. There is the IP address. I'm not going ahead because I don't have any mitigation for that. So this is default.com. If you stick to default, this is what can happen to you. So that's why, do not stick in default. Do not. Let's go ahead. Wake on LAN. So if it's shut down, as you can see, it's grayed out. I can just wake them up. Hey, a wireless router attached to a computer. Thank you very much. What is it? Usually not the best practice. You can go to that website, try your chance. If not, run a brute force attack.
All right, is that the only way at all?
No. Can I connect to my computer again, please?
Sure thing.
So what I've done is, I just scanned. So if you think I'm doing it only in the video, no. I just scanned this network. It takes some time. And probably all the speakers at the moment, they are connected and they're presenting. I got full access. But thanks God, bad people can't be in that network. They have to be in front of you. So I'm just showing you why it's important not to stick to default. I can assure you some of the guys have default username and password. So next time, are you going to use default? I hope not. I can be around. So I can just go do what I've done. You know, there are some tools which I can use, but you can find it out yourself later. We got only 53 minutes left. So another software, which is totally for free. Here now. What I've done is, you know, this is my local PC. I've got all the right to do what I want. I can see all the users. I can see all the printers. You can see all my shares. Hey, look. Hey, seriously. I'm talking about not being having the default. Can you please look what I have? Default admin share. So, do what I tell you to do. Don't do what I do. Okay? Important distinction. Bad, I'm bad guy. I got default shares. You know what this means? Probably someone else from the room is at the moment trying to send me a Trojan.
Like when they tried to lock down your blog last week?
Yeah, last week. While I was on TV, I mean, few people were here. Please, I had a live DOS attack in my blog while I'm on TV. Hi, I think at the moment I'm getting hacked. Hey, guys, you can hack me. So, you can be satisfied, but don't leave any trace. Don't. All right.
But that's for local.
That's for local. Registry. Everybody can say, hey, Earl. Anybody can do that in a local. This is a screenshot from Hilton Hotel.
Excuse me? From a particular hotel.
From a particular hotel, sorry. Slides.
You have the clicker.
And look at this.
Magic happens, right?
Magic happens. So, this space, registry, someone at Surface, I love it. If you look, some accounting computers in public network. Thank you very much. I did not go to the next step.
He did it next to me.
I did not. And I'm showing you this. You should use these tools in a test machine. Because if you are not writing the tool is not safe. Hey, Erdl, you showed it to me. I always say, the more you listen, the more you learn. More importantly, the more you practice it yourself, the better for you. It's like religion. The more you practice, the easier you to go to heaven. Right? Win-win. All right. Are you satisfied? If not, please let me know your IP address, and I can do a live demo here. Any volunteers, you're more than welcome. I hope Marcus Murray or Hassan is not in the room. good. You know, there's always someone better. They are my friends. All right. Me again. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a death. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. This guy told this 3,000 years ago. And If you think hackers are from, hackers are doing rocket science, no. I'm going to prove it to you shortly that hackers are people like you.
Exactly. So basically, when we look into the faces of a hacker, I mean, it all starts with gaining information, so recon, right? And just to make it more interactive, you probably noticed a bit different from the other sessions what we are doing. It's more of more entertainment as well. So think about this way. Have you been to a club before? I did. What is the first objective of going to a club, Erdal?
What I do is, for example, do you mind if I take it over?
What do you do?
You know, let's say my wife, hopefully she's not listening. So if anybody tells my wife, Sylvia, don't tell my wife anything. Oh, she's not listening. Hello. Okay. Hey, Milad, we are in Houston here. So let's have some fun. What is a good club to go to get some girls, you know?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Depending
on
your choice, you can select a boy or something else, your profession.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not married. Come on. Club X, for example.
Yeah, Club X.
I hope there's not such a club. I'm just making it up. Beautiful. Now, I did collect the information. All right? Me in the club. Music. Music. And now I'm after some girls. Oh, hi, ma'am. How are you? Can we dance? No, she doesn't want you. Anybody else here?
Should
lady?
I continue with
Sorry.
The music?
I only do with ladies, yes. Music, please. Hi, she's smiling at me. Probably she's going to... You know, I'm doing the scanning at the moment. I'm scanning the network. I'm finding my host. And she smiled at me. Hi, can we dance? Yes. Now I'm gaining access. I asked, can we dance? She said, yes. It's time to dance. Yeah, we're dancing. Beautiful. All good. I hope your husband is not watching. No? All right, what is the next step? Maintaining access. Dance is finished. What? Hi, Arzu. Let's use my wife's name. What's your phone number? Ah, now I'm maintaining my access, right? So, but remember I was married. What is if my wife finds out I'm doing all this stuff? So I have to clear tracks. I used myself. I wasn't Erdo. I was George. Or Frank, aus Deutschland. Hello, mein Freunde. Does it make sense? So hacking comes actually from real life. What they've done is, as you saw my tool, they use the real life. Milad?
Yeah. So if you look into, is that word work? Okay. So during recon, I mean, there are two flavors of recon. So gaining information, right? I mean, there's the active recon component, which Erdal, for example, did just before the session, or I think he's doing it again. He's trying to find more information by looking over some shoulders, finding information. And that's actually what he also did with me during the preparation. So we were in the hotel room, and a friend, Yasin, he was with us. He took a picture while Erdal was trying to find out my password. So that's passive recon. And then...
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, cool. So with active recon, it's a little bit different. So we have certain tools we can use in order to gain information. And just as an example there, when we were last week in Seattle for the Defense in Depth Window Security Jumpstart, I was preparing my demo around active recon, and then I was like, hey, let's call him John, is your mom's name Diane? And he was like, yes. And your dad's name is Todd? Yes. And you just recently bought a house, right, for $450,000? And he was like, how do you know? That's my business. So that's around active recon. And Erdal is doing it one more time to
Thank
your
you,
best Ayman. Friend.
It's a nice website, right, Ayman?
All right. And so that's the active recon part, using tools which are connected to large databases to gain information. And then the more cool version is...
Now, tomorrow, we're going to concentrate more on the active recon. We've got a social engineering session. Again, at this track, what, I don't know what time, five-ish?
Five-ish, yeah.
Yeah. Social engineering, please, I'm looking for volunteers. Come, volunteer yourself. Don't forget, it's going to be public. And let's see what I can find about you. All right? Live in the session. I don't want 2 hours' time. Just give me 2 minutes, tell me your name, and I'm going to tell you how old you are, what your house is worth, most probably, you know. Yeah. It's around 90% success rate.
All right, Erdal, So what are the scanning types? So you just showed us one possible scanning, like scanning the network, but I'm sure there are other ways as well, right?
So thing about newbies, when someone wants to steal a car, they usually look around. They look in the house. They try to look open ports, open windows, you know, to steal in. It's like ports. That's what a port scanning is.
Okay.
What is the vulnerability scanning? Now, Milad, can you please come here? If I'm going to fight with Milad, where should I start first? Hold on. His end. Why he's vulnerable there? Now, there are lots of websites where you can go, such as ExploitDB, exploit-db.com. You can just grab all the exploits. Binat is going to show it to you. Or we do network scanning. I've done it already. You saw how a network scanning is, right? What is a network scanning doing? Basically, you saw. I don't have to explain anymore. I did identify host, port, services. I scanned the network one by one, and I did get information. Information which will help me to reach my aim. Could I connect to all of them? No. Is hacker aiming or hackers aiming everybody? No. So we will talk about targeted attack tomorrow, I think, right?
Yes, I think that we will do. Yeah.
All right.
So how do they find us?
Seriously, I don't know. How do they find us? Let's switch to my demo machine. Look, believe it or not, my favorite browser, even last week till last week, is Internet Explorer. But only for this, when I want to do some penetration testing, that's what I call it, hacking for money from the company, or some recon, I go to my Firefox. I've got a couple of add-ins. Let me show you which ones before I start my demo. So you can all see it. Firebug, HackSearch, Header Spy, Netcraft, Server Spy, Show IP. All right?
And Skype for your wife.
please. Everything that you see here, as we warned, use it in your own risk. Don't use it in your production environment. As I was trying to say a few minutes ago, if you are not the master, you are probably owned by the master. By the way, while I was walking around, I saw one gentleman had a high CPU load alert. You don't have to identify yourself. I saw one gentleman was writing to his friend and he wanted to meet for lunch while he was sitting here. I saw a few people in Facebook. I saw a few people just reading newspapers. I saw one, he's checking his flight itinerary while I was walking around. And what did I done? Nothing. So, let's do some hacking. Let's hack this guy, Erdal Özkaya. Not hack. Let's collect some information. Or, I love Microsoft. Seriously, I do. Microsoft.com.
That's why you're an MVP.
I'm also an MVP, by the way. So, what do you think Microsoft is using as the hosting? Which server? Yeah, yes, which version? How do you can find this out? If you look carefully, hold on, I'm the speaker. If you look in the right down corner, beautiful, Microsoft is selling 2012 R2 and they're using it. Well, I didn't done anything. Finger grabbing. So I'm getting information as I'm walking around. And this is totally legal. All right? Let's do some search about Microsoft. Like, let's find, Microsoft is probably too big. That's why I'm going back to my blog. Let's do some search about DNS details. I do a few more. I do some username password search. I do some in URL search. Just an example, okay? And I scan for threats. Please, I'm just going to show a few stuff because we have limited times. Just to wake you up. My aim is not to scare you. I'm shaking you. Wake up, buddy. Wake up. Do we get a song like that?
No?
Then we should write one.
Yeah. For the next conference.
Erdal.com. His IP address. I didn't type ping. I didn't type anything. Just roll down. Yeah, I know you can do it online with other tools. My NS record, so if you really want to do a DNS hijacking for my service of authority, feel free. I'm not saying the block is unhackable, okay?
It's not. Jade just hacked it last week.
look at this. It looks like safe. I don't have any... This is based on Symantec, though. Don't forget, this is the 45% part. Let's look. Hey, look. Username, password, information on my blog. So I don't have to go to that specific search engine and type the whole hacking. That's what they call it, search engine hacking. And they use it with that particular search engine. Microsoft.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. I'm trying not to be in trouble with you.
No.
And my track manager is listening there as well. Hello, track manager. All good? Siri? Hello? All good? Enjoying the session? Yeah, cool. You know, I'm trying to be good. Going down. And some more information, some more information. What else can you do? You can just double click in this icon here. It should put it in the background. It didn't. Where is it? So when you double click on it, it will tell you also a few other stuff. What is this? Firebug. I'm pretty sure you all have used it before. Let's go to Microsoft. I can see the cookies Microsoft is collecting. And they're not doing bad stuff here. I can see the loading time, the size time. Why it's important? If it's your website and you see there is something going bigger than it should be. I think on Wednesday I'm going to do live DNS hijacking. Not DNS hijacking. I'm going to do, what was the demo? Raymond? So I'm going to have some other demos which you see how easy it is to bypass website security. What I'm trying to say is, this is a beautiful tool which helps you to, you know, see the CSS, the HTML coding. So I don't want to spend too much time on it. But I think you got the idea, right? What else can you do? You can get another free tool called IDServe. Very old tool, if you check off it. Year 2003. Can you see it? Year 2003. Let's see what this guy, Erdal Özkaya, is offering. .com. IP address, port, server. What kind of Linux is that? Joomla. My template. When it expires. So why it's important? I don't know if you noticed, there were WordPress or Joomla attack in the last few months. Do you know how? They're just giving templates free. You go download it, upload it to your website, and you wonder why you're getting hacked. So, rule number, I don't know what. Don't forget. Except in this session, I got a beautiful book from Brian, and I got a couple of load balances and USB to goes, okay? Like, this book is totally for free. In return, probably you can give a hug to Brian. But usually, nothing is for free, nothing. If you think the vendors downstairs are giving some free stuff. No, they want to get your information, right? It has a price, which is okay. We are IT guys. We love swags. But let's be honest. I want to see hands. Who never downloaded something for free, such as MP3, PDF, etc., etc., etc.? Not even once. Beautiful. The whole room is taking the hands. Recording. They're not seeing it. Beautiful. I got a beautiful, very honest people. Nobody. That's what I expect. We all did, right? And I'm going to show you very shortly, or did I show it already? How I create virus? I'm going to show it later. Let's do some Metasploit, some other stuff. This is the pro version. I'm just going to connect. That's my demo.
What was your password?
My password is password. All right. I can just go do a quick pen test. Anybody volunteer to give his public IP address? Or her? I can just go call Erdal. Don't worry about spelling. What was my IP address? 27. I don't know it, seriously. Can you help me?
Scroll up.
27123. When I present, I always forget. Was it 255 or 225? 25, thank you very much. I can just go and do, just to give you an idea. By the way, Metasploit has two versions. One is the community version. You can go to Pro 7 and download it totally for free. Second is the Pro version. If you are a security person, I think we all are. We have to, including my daughter. Okay? It's starting to run the scans, and it's going to tell me shortly. I'm not going to wait until the scan goes ahead. I'm just going to go to my reports. I don't know if you see. It's going. I've done some homework before. Reports. Hello, reports. I think I delete my homework.
So that's what
we didn't have any power last night, sorry. Let's go to my university demo. That's the subject in which I teach. You will see the open services in my blog. I can just click brute force. I can just click an exploit. Knowing this is a Linux PC. Remember I was talking about exploit DB? I can just go to this website, find the vulnerability that I'm after, just to make the demo fast. Let's say this is the vulnerability. If you don't have the pro version, you can just copy and paste and move on. I got the pro version. I can just go to exploit. I can search for exploits. I can find the exploit. I can click on scan, and it will exploit it on behalf of me. Okay, what are you going to do? You are going now download the free version and test your web service with permission. You are the IT administrator, you're doing the scan without permission, you are in trouble. So make sure you gain the permission. If you really want to get into trouble, find out Pentagon and a couple of government IP addresses, scan them. Seriously, they love it when you scan them, and they will send someone to pick you up, personal service. And good news, you're going to get free accommodation. So free food, you don't have to work anymore. For a while at least. And I can just get, like people say, Mac OS are secure. Really? Look at this. Sophos, this, there are many stuff. So I think you get the idea, right? Yes? Do you understand it? Or, I'm not here to demonstrate a product. I'm just here to scare you. No. All right. So that's how hackers find us. Remember, this is a networking session. Networking, we are connected to each other. It's like TechEd. You can go watch it online for free. But you come here for the specs, sorry, for the connections, for the networking, right?
Exactly. Could not agree more, despite of some of the tools you showed. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we will talk about the mitigations as well.
All right. What is that gaining access? As soon as I found the vulnerability, I could run the exploit, and I could get the information. Remember, when I went to that lady, said, hi, would you like to do that? That beautiful lady hit me in the face. She didn't want to. The other one said, yes. And I gained access, basically. This is when the hacker moves from simply trying what is on the network, what I done, to launching the attack. Remember, I didn't enter username and password. If I do, good. If not, yeah, I can use brute force. If you come on Wednesday, I'm going to show you how people, Raymond has a beautiful demo to patch the hash. So to be honest, I do it my way. I crack the hash. So you're going to see how I do that. If not, please watch it. Comes down to your skill level. Not everybody is same. It's like a little fly. Sometimes so little, but it annoys you. You want to sleep. Script gives you that like that. But if you listen to what we spoke in the beginning, and Milad is going to show you a couple of Microsoft tools, which I know not too many people are using in the industry, you should be safer. All right. So how do hackers gain access? Now, this is a live demo. Sir, you want to see how a Trojan works? No, he's going. Okay. Can you switch or no?
No, it's a video.
Again, why am I not allowed to do live demo, Milad? Can you please tell?
Because like with lots of Microsoft conferences, we have some issues with the demo god all the time. Plus, malware.
It's a malware.
Trojans.
Trojan remote. At the moment, I'm using a remote Trojan in my Windows 8. Let's see what's going to happen. I'm going to my tool, my folder. You can download from the internet. If you want to find out where, you should come to our session. I go to ProRat. It's ready. ProRat.exe. Run it. And if you check the time, it was recorded this morning. So, this is my beautiful tool. Now, I want to find out who I can hack. Remember, I done a network scan? I found some IP addresses? Yes? Let me go create a virus to trick that person. I got the settings. I can just bypass antiviruses. I can disable, it says XP Service Pack 1. I can disable security centers. I can clear restore points. I can send LAN notifications. I can do whatever the tool is giving me. So I want to bind this with a file. So,
no.
How can I pause it? Okay. All right. I'm going to show you how people send you the virus, how they trick you while wrapping the program. But today, I'm assuming you know this. It's level 300, okay? So now, I'm binding this file with a text file. So, read me. You know, when you download the program, the crack is usually, that's what they told me. The crack is usually in a text file. And you go and double-click on the text file, right? Yeah? If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's good. If you do, then that's bad. So I'm binding it with my text file. And it's called readme.txt. Let's create an icon. I can go create an extension, usually exe. Just create. Look, every time I add something, you see around 350 kilobytes. It's adding. Beautiful. Now I want to add icon. Which one is good? Superman? No, I love you guys. I love TechEd. I know what I'm going to select. Nah, I changed my mind. Love heart. Create server. Another 350 kilobyte has been added. Beautiful. It has been binded. Let me go to my victim, which I found out from my scanning tools. Turkish virus. So this is my little virus, binder.exe. Now I'm moving my Hyper-V environment to my server 2008, can be 2012, doesn't matter. Could be Linux, doesn't matter. Could be another brand, free brand, doesn't matter. Now, all right, this guy is stupid enough to go and double click in the virus. Okay? Just to make things easy. If you want to see how clients do that, please on Wednesday. So they're going to wrap it with a game, with a software. I'm not going to show this today. So I'm just going to go double click into this file. Oh, love heart. It looks beautiful, isn't it? Adorable. No, what? Adorable? No?
Adorable.
That one. Run. Yeah, I know. You will not do that. Me too, usually. Hey, it's a beautiful hacking library. Usually you read here. That's your crack, that's the password. It's been cracked by Milad.
No, definitely not.
Erdal is a good guy.
Who is a certified hacker, me or you?
I'm a certified ethical instructor as well, but I train to not to get hacked. So now this is my little client. Sorry, my server again. Let's put the IP address. In this case is 10.10.10. And you know how you can find the IP addresses. You know how you can use PSExec. Sys internal tool to execute the software in remotely, right? I created a password 123456, very secure. That's to protect your hacker system. Click connect. Let's get some PC information. Let's wait. And if I click in system information, it's a server 2008. Username is administrator. I can send him a message, hello my friend. I can chat with him as a hacker if I'm bored. I can hide desktop icons, open CD-ROMs, I can kill IE Explorer, I can shut down this PC, I can give damage, format drives. Yes, I can. I can go to online editor, change some stuff. I know it's old virus, but see, it still works. And most probably you can upload it to VirusTotal and see if it's effective or not. Let's, you know, I think you understand the idea. I'm owning the PC. I can do FTP stuff, I can upload, download stuff. So next time, when you download something for free, double check. And look at this, that's on that PC, straight away, folder. I think I'm gonna get a keylogger now. So there is nothing to read, right? Now I'm gonna go back to my Windows 8 PC. I can select the character set. Let me go back to my Windows 8 PC. All right, I'm gonna open a notepad. And I'm going to type how much I love you. I love TechCat. Thank you for joining in Japanese. Beautiful. Isn't it beautiful? Tell me. That's the best part of the demo. Our session. I feel so good. Let's read the log. That's Japanese again. I can just save it, clear it. I can just be selective. I can just select any numbers or credit card types. So, I hope you understand the message. Come, give me a high five. And, no. I hope you understand that there is nothing for free except what you get from us in the boot. And I got a USB stick. If you think you can't do it, if you're telling you can't do it for me, let's come speak after the session. I hope I can't. I will be happy.
So, click it.
Did it change already?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, yeah, wow. Maintaining access, you understand the idea as well. I think we talked about it. It's when I ask the phone number. That's, now, I have to be very careful. If you, the good guy, understand that you got a virus, you're going to do your best to get rid of it. That's why I have to track my virus. Hide my virus. And if you know, killing virus is not as easy as just right-click kill process. I don't know if you heard of term called conflicta. Or if you think viruses are always easy like that, Stuxnet. Did you ever hear of this? Engineered virus, which was not detected for 4 long years. Anyway, it's really important to understand how hackers work. And at the end, I'm married, my wife, I don't want her to find out what I'm doing. Or you don't want to get to jail. You know what is the biggest mistake what hackers do, which I love? They leave footprint. Hack by. Thank you very much, guys. It's like slap by. When people go without mask to bank robbery. Hack by means leaving footprint. Yes, I know they use Tors, onions, proxies, this and that. Or they use mitigation attack. They use someone else to launch an attack. But as soon as you, it's like if you watch ever CSI Miami, the guys, they kill people, or the ladies, they always make the same mistakes. It's not different attackers. Today or tomorrow, or next week or next month, Monday they're going to get caught unless they stop. But they do it for being famous. So.
It was you, but I can do it.
Okay, no. Okay. Time has changed. Are you sick of listening to me? Okay, you did, sorry.
No worries. No worries.
I don't like talking.
I'm used to that one.
I don't like talking at all.
You? Are you joking? And I am with him since 1 week already, and 1 week to go. All right, so Erdal showed a lot of stuff which is happening right now. So I think we all agree that the time has really changed. And it used to be, let's say, more easier. Right? We were talking a lot around defense in depth, securing each individual layer, securing the network part, looking after each individual protocol, and then protecting and having the mitigation options in place for data, applications, and users. But the thing is, the truth is, that thanks to people with experience in hacking, like I'm not pointing to anybody at this moment who's on Facebook, as far as I can see.
Facebook? Sorry.
It just got a little bit more complex at all.
Yep. So how is it now? It used to be defense in depth. It's still defense in depth, but it's what's the complex part? If you look carefully, first of all, we have security roadmap initiation, okay? You have to define your users. Not everybody's same. But this is the worst thing. I mean, Brian, you were writing books for ages. I'm pretty sure who did take a Microsoft course, official. I'm pretty sure you all remember AGP policy. Put accounts to groups, assign permissions to groups. Right? Sounds easy. Thank you, Microsoft. Now we define the users. But what about the applications? It's not about server hacking anymore. Most of the attacks these days are shifted to client-side, which I'm going to cover with Raymond on Wednesday. So we have to also define the data. Oh, data, American, you know. Data?
Data. That was Star Trek, I think.
Then define the roles. Sounds good. Then, not finished. Now you have to have processes. You want a live example? Look at the news. People with NSA stuff. You know, I don't want to mention names.
You just did.
NSA is an organization.
Doors.
There are a lot of policies and standards. It's easy to say, but it's a life-going cycle. In ISO, I'm also an ISO consultant. It's PDCA, plan, do, check what you've done, act. And it's a cycle, goes back to plan. It's a never-ending cycle. And if you're over 50, 55, 60, it's good. Probably you're going to retire soon. But if you're still young, or if you don't want to retire, then it's time to change your habits. Because they use the same mistakes that others done before you. Again and again and again.
Correct. And if you look particular also in the mobile area, right? So all about smartphones and tablets, smart devices, right? There are three attack vectors, right? People can go into those devices, like the mobile device itself could be a threat through unsupported applications, malicious applications, or even if you just lose a phone. I mean, we know of a particular company who lost a phone prior to release, right? And by the way, I used to work for them at that time. It was not that good at that time when we started doing the auditing, who lost the phone. Then we have the cellular network area, right? So all about getting the data straight from the ISP. And lastly, it's all about the infrastructure of the enterprise, so the corporate network, gaining access through the corporate network like Erdal showed in his demos before. And that's why you have the choice. You either are...
Can you go back? All right. You have two choices, okay? Either you're going to be pretend, you know, do, or you're going to shield yourself. Two way. So the bad thing about us, good guys, you can't attack back. Like, you can't kill someone who's killing you. Oh, sorry. If you're dead, how are you going to kill it? All right, you can't harm someone who harms you. You have to call police. You have to, in IT, you have to call legacies. Now, back to mobiles. I saw some of you using different phones than Windows Phone. Can I see your hands? Not too many, good. I love Windows Phone. Who did rooted or jailbreak their phones? Hands, please be honest. Few hands. Now, you're happy, right? You have a rooted phone, jailbreaked phone. And can you go back one slide, please? Sorry, I just remembered. You are all the time connected to a network. Your 3G, 4G, LTE, whatever you call it, 2G. Thank you very much for sharing your information. I hope you're not storing anything good, because don't forget, the guys, they jailbreak your phone. Come Mensa, I'm going to show you how, not phone, but how they wrap information to steal your data. Which is back to you. You either going to change your habit, start paying, or come get some swags.
All right. And that's why it is important to really have some mitigation options in place, right? If you look into the entry points from an internal perspective, so you in the company, you need to look into the physical access, right? You have a badge, smart card, whatever, remote access capabilities. How do you protect access to your corporate network? Do you use remote business data removal, one of the new features we put in place for a particular that scenario? Security procedures. And one of the biggest problems I see when I'm talking with the customers is they put procedures in place, but what happens after that? Oh, it's okay. Come on. And one of the best examples was was one of my first meetings with a customer. Been there. I had a discussion with the CTO, and he said, like, okay, basic question, do you have change management? Yes, we do, of course. Like, literally, like, maybe 2 seconds later, a trainee came. Hey, boss, just updated the system. And I was like, where's the change? And he was like, yeah, you know, we have the procedure in place. But sometimes, hey, we just put the change afterwards in. Right? So it's not just enough talking about procedures and having them. You need to live them as well. And, of course, having a disaster recovery plan. Because if something happens, you need to be able to address it as quickly as possible. Looking into from the external perspective, you need to identify the assets, all of those ISO stuff you're talking about in your classes. You, exactly. And also knowing how access possible access scenarios can happen, like how the demos, again, Erdal showed. So, Erdal, what are the defense skills you need if you think like a hacker?
So, first of all, you saw how I knocked the door.
Exactly.
So what can we do? We can do target discovery, or you can find an entry point. As soon as you do that, we get a foothold. Remember? I saw the usernames, not the passwords. That's your job. Then I went to some tools such as Metasploit. I ran some exploits, and I showed you where you can find the exploit for the free version. Then I didn't done that here, but it's hiding your stuff, basically. That's the number one defense skill. This will make you think like a hacker, because the hacker knows you are going to download stuff.
Exactly. So just like he said, right, it all starts with knocking the door. And if you look into the knocking on the door scenario, what you can do basically, I mean, it sounds very basic, right? But think about the Windows firewall for a sec, or firewall in general. You need to have certain firewalls in place, antivirus, anti-malware, like Windows Defender. As you probably know by now, when we released Windows 8, we introduced Defender as a new capability. It's a full-size anti-malware solution, right? It's not anymore anti-spyware only. Strong policies, you need to have them and live them. If you look into get a foothold, use multi-factor authentication, so virtual smart card capabilities or physical smart card. But and I'm not talking, even though I work for myself, I'm not telling you just use Microsoft stack. Use any stack and make me happy. Because it's not enough if you just talk about something. We need to do it in order to prevent that tomorrow or the day after your company name will end up on the news because they got hacked. Right? It stands for explosions. You need explosions?
They got it. You got the mood by
explore
now, right?
Something. Yeah, Turkish, Arabic, German, that's what happens. All right, and lastly, it's all about hiding the tracks. How do you do that? With proper auditing policies, which we have inbuilt, which you just need to activate, and we will talk about that as well. So how do you do that? Right? How do you harden your system to protect them against people like, I'm not pointing to anybody.
There is one golden rule, which you all know. First of all, there is no way to stop a hacker. All what you can do is make the job harder. But more importantly, please, if everybody can repeat after me, most secure environment follow the... No. One more time, loud. Is this Houston? Really? Woohoo, Texas, right? Come on, loud. No, that's it. I got 3 B's. Okay, why? Here's the proof why it's important to follow the least privilege from Microsoft. I'm not saying that.
Exactly. So we recently worked with a couple of partners together in order to understand what are the risks for having admin rights for every user in our environment. So what we found out is 96% of the critical vulnerabilities in Windows are coming because of admin rights. 100% of the vulnerabilities affecting IE due to Internet Explorer, due to admin rights, and 91% of the vulnerabilities are coming from MOD, from Microsoft Office, are coming through the admin rights. I mean, that's amazing. Like, a lot of those stuff which he's showing wouldn't really work the way he's showing it by just removing the admin rights. And we did a lot of improvements in order to do that, right? We have user account control in place. We can separate the standard user from the admin token and so on. It's just a habit, like Erdal said, because we used to always have admin rights, right? Since XP, everybody was admin, everyone was happy. But now we just need to understand, okay, do we really need to use admin rights? Do we really have a dependency on those admin rights? And most of the times, if I talk with customers and show the value of removing admin rights from the stand user, it's changed the whole conversation.
And this is an independent case study from Avector. You can go to their website.
They will not see it if you do it like this, by the way.
Sorry. You can see it in the left corner side, okay?
Yeah.
It's an independent study.
All right. So what I would like to show you is how do you build a security baseline?
And listen, look, most of the time when I attend to conferences like you, I say, another Microsoft talk. Trust me. I'm telling this, okay, I'm an MVP, this and that, but trust me. What he's going to show us is effective, and it will stop some of the attacks.
Okay. So, come on. Okay. So basically, every time I go to a customer's PFE, when going to Microsoft accounts, is most of the time I just say, do you know Security Compliance Manager? And it's like, what's that? What's that about? Tell me, Microsoft. You're here. Tell me some best practices. Say, no problem. We have all the best practices on security. We just ship it in one product. It's called Security Compliance Manager. And basically what it does is it compares your group policy configuration you have in place right now versus Microsoft Enterprise recommendation. Most important, Enterprise recommendation. Because when we look into, when we design a new operating system, basically we look into the entire market share, okay, and think about, okay, what does make sense for all of our Windows users rather than just focusing on a particular industry or a particular area. So that's why sometimes our recommendations for consumer is different from enterprise. So we designed this tool in order to show you the different recommendations we have between what we ship versus enterprise versus what you have in place right now. So basically what you need to do is when you're in Security Compliance Manager, you select the baseline you want to have a look. Let's say you're interested in Windows Server 2012. And then you select, okay, I want to get information on DHCP, baselines, DNS, DC, and so on. Let's say Hyper-V. And now you're able to see, okay, a particular system service, this is the default value. In this case, the Microsoft recommendation remains automatic, and within our own network, we have the same configuration. What you can do on top of it, you can import group policy configurations you have in place, have a look into it. You can even like drill into it, right? And you see the severity level. You can write comments and then say, I get back to it afterwards. So those are all the capabilities you can do in Security Compliance Manager. Believe it or not, most of the engagements we have in Microsoft with our customers, we go with Security Compliance. In fact, in 3 weeks, I go to another public sector account, and what we do is hardening the entire system based on Security Compliance Manager. So that's one of the ways how you can harden your system. But in order to do that, we need to understand certain elements. First of all, we need to be able to describe a particular problem. Then we need to verify the condition. And what happens afterwards is we define benchmarks. We define, okay, how secure do we want to go? And it's always a balance between the user experience, performance, and security. I know it because luckily I cover all the three areas for Microsoft, right? I talk a lot about UI, talk a lot about security and a lot about performance. So I know it's sometimes really hard to find the right balance between. Then it's all about the processes, IT security, building the strategy around it, being flexible, and most importantly, one size will never fit all the solutions. One other tool I would like to show you, and I noticed with talking with a lot of smart security people, that there isn't actually the right awareness of the product, even through it's really, even he confirmed as an ethical hacker that it's cool.
It is really, really cool.
That
give you a live feedback, who knows about it? I'm really
okay,
wondering.
That's right. Who in the room knows about Microsoft Attack Surface Analyzer?
Hands.
Some. I love them. Look.
Yeah, it's
getting
not
more
bad.
And more. It's
not
getting
bad.
More and more.
Not bad.
Who in the room runs XP?
Nobody. Everywhere I went in US, big chains, they're still running. Big chains, still XP.
Oh, yeah. So every time you walk with this guy in the city or so, he's like, oh, XP. Oh, I just saw the password. Oh, Facebook. Yeah. Got this credentials here. I said, dude, seriously, like, just have a relax.
Relax. I'm relaxing. It's
You're
fun.
Working like 24/7. And if you could, you would work 48 hours. All right. Let me switch. Oh, seriously, you're doing the timing? You just like had the demo, which was supposed to go 6 minutes and took 20 minutes.
It's as fun, isn't it?
No. Yeah. So let me move over that one. Did you just put Facebook on my machine?
That's my machine.
Oh, that's your machine. He did it last day, so.
I was busy, sorry.
Okay. So let me pull that tool up. Attack Surface Analyzer. Yeah, don't worry. Okay. And now zoom it. Okay, so basically, the purpose of Attack Surface Analyzer is identifying potential security issues. How does it do it? You create a baseline, right? So basically, what you do is, over here, it says run a new scan. You hit run, and it will create a baseline of your current situation, of your current operating system, and all the application you have in place. Now, what you need to do afterwards is creating another scan, another report, once you installed a particular application, which you want to understand if it brings any security threats. So, once you have both traces, all you do is generate a standard attack surface report, right? You choose a baseline, then you do the product cap, so the one after, the dirty cap file, and you choose where you want to save it. It usually takes around 5 to 6 minutes. Thanks to a particular person, where I will not tell the name, I have to switch to my screenshots. So let me switch to my screenshots and show you how the report looks like. Once you created the report, you will see three areas, report summary, just a high-level exec summary of what we did. Security issues, that's where it gets interesting. So it will tell you any possible security issue around the installation of that application. So around ACLs, vulnerabilities, possible COM vulnerabilities, and so on. Under the attack surface column, it goes in-depth, right? It will tell you exactly the registry values, object, and whatsoever. You will find every information you're looking for in that one report. And this gentleman, like he even said, like, oh, that's nice. I should use it with all my tools I'm about to install.
This one and the next slide, which you're going to see shortly.
Yeah.
Seriously, Milad showed me a couple of stuff that I think all of you have to open your eyes before the spec. Milad?
Yeah.
This one especially.
I know that we have been talking around event tracing for Windows or event monitoring over the past decade. I think it's part of the operating system since Windows 2000. But it just really matters because if you monitor your high-value assets with event monitoring, you get a lot of insight. And those event view, event IDs, I just put them in. Those are just some of the high critical events which happens during, for example, a DDoS attack, during when a person like him, I'm not showing, pointing to you, no, don't worry, like him tries to break into the system. So we have event IDs in place. We just have to monitor them. So activating auditing mode in event tracing for Windows. That's all what you need for it. And what I did is in the speaker notes, there are many more event IDs, which I would strongly recommend that you have a look and then you can build your baseline out of it and say, okay, which are the event IDs I really want to monitor? Which are the high-value assets? Is it my Active Directory environment? And so on, right? So we have the tools and capabilities available for you in order to harden your system. I know it can be challenging to find that information. I mean, seriously, I worked with a couple of guys from Windows team recently in order to, well, optimize the search capabilities around security topics or on TechNet. But it just got better. So we recently have a new security area under the Windows.com page where you find all those informations.
Please, download the slides and look at these numbers. You don't need an IDS, IPS. Of course, you need it. But this is still giving you. I was surprised when I saw it, to be honest. I didn't know about it. Milad just showed it to me.
Exactly. And overall, basically, it's all about the best practices. And we all agree that we should use at least some of the best practices, but I think those are the pretty common ones you keep hearing over and over as well. So it's all about keeping the system up to date. And not only the operating system, but also the applications. Remember that if you have one weakness, it's already enough for the hacker to get into your system. And, of course, also work with your antivirus company, ISV, in order to make sure that the pattern files are up to date and that you have the right mitigation options in place. So it's all about software, people, and the organization itself.
So I think that's it for now.
That's it for now.
Tomorrow, if you come, if you volunteer it, I'm going to do it live. But don't forget, it's been recorded. Come and see us in the session. We're doing a live social engineering attack. All right? And please smile. We're going to do a selfie all together.
What?
Come on. Smile, everybody.
Oh, dude.
And smile. Oh, wait, one more.
One more? Seriously?
Selfie. Everybody, hands up. And I got beautiful awards here.
Thank you, guys.
A beautiful book from Brian and his friend Robbie. Come and take it off him. We got also a couple of load balancers, camp load balancers to give away. If you're interested, come and see me. I hope you enjoyed the session. Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Brian, come here. He's going to give you a book, not me. Right. A question.
Wait.
Let maybe me do it. Come here. I couldn't hear it. Come here. Don't be shy.
All right. Max length of a password in NT4. First correct answer.
14.
Yeah, all right. Who was the other 14? Come and you're getting a Windows to go 32 gig Kingston stick, which is not here, we forgot in the hotel. but I'm going to give you my card. Who wants a load balancer? Camp load balancer. Load balancer? Load balancer. You know, balancing load server, load balancer. Come. You come. One more. I got 3 to go away. Oh, no. What's my blog's name? Go back.
Yeah, there it was, somewhere. Sorry, he was first.
He was first?
Yeah.
He was first, but you had one, isn't it? I said you're getting one.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I give one as well, come on. All right, thank you very much. Tomorrow, we got more USB sticks to go, all right? Windows to go USB sticks. Book from Brian again, and
by the way,
some other stuff.
He did social engineering to convince
if
me
you
to
have
get
any,
those
by the
USB
way,
sticks.
Please, don't forget to fill your evaluation. If you liked it, my name is Erdal. If you didn't, Mark Rosanovich. And this is Milad, all right? So, 5 is good, 1 is bad. Don't forget. If you have any questions, I can take them right now.
Yeah, but we need to move Erdal.